Other stories around...
Oh, the other story that I can't quite work out is council goes down the e-bike path. Now, the city council is looking to have multi-use electric bikes to help people get around the city, where we've got free trams anyway. But why is an electric bike less likely to be thrown in the Yarra than a blue bike?
I assume it's heavier.
Well, I'll just have bigger people throwing them in the Yarra.
I'd say I always ask the question in relation to that. If there were 200 O-bikes thrown in the Yarra, did one bloke throw 200 bikes in,
or
did 200 individuals throw one bike in?
Mm.
And why on earth would you? Did anyone ever get to the bottom of that? Did they ever sort of have a task force to say, what was that lunacy?
Didn't we get a shrink to try to analyse it?
Well, I think we may, but if we did, I've forgotten, so we're getting back on again.
Yeah, I've forgotten too.
So the City Council is very keen about there being a bike scheme in Melbourne, notwithstanding that they've had two schemes that have demonstrably failed, right?
Zachary.
There was the blue bike scheme, that failed. The O-bike scheme, that failed. I'd like to leave it to the immutable laws of supply and demand as follows. If you want to ride a bike in the city... buy one yourself.
And look after it.
Look after it. Buy a bike and buy a helmet, because very few people throw their own bike into the Yarra.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Jeez, we're making a lot of sense.
Self-interest is always going to win, isn't it, the finish?
Well, Paul Keating said.
He said.
You can't speak like Paul Keating without wobbling your head before me. Paul Keating said, always back self-interest. It's trying. Hey, Yvette, where are you?
You're looking for your MBEs and your knighthoods and all the rest of the regalia that come with it.